St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
There's a hard moon rising on the streets tonight. There's a reckless feeling in your heart as you head out tonight.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Thursday, November 21st, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers, with trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, we put that in there as a marker for the podcast. You can go to this show's website, yourdefendingfathers.com. Your Defending Fathers is plural, fathers.com. Click on podcast. You can listen on demand anytime. We also have an app for the show, TuneIn, capital T, capital I, one word, download the free one, open it, and search for WYPV. We're your Patriot Voice. The website for the radio station, WCHYcallletters.us. And the phone app for the radio station is Simple Radio. Two words, capital S, capital R. Download that app and search for the call letters WCHY. So if you're outside of the listening area of 97.7 FM WCHY Sheboygan, you can listen on the apps or on the websites. That all together makes up the Patriot Voice Radio Network. So greatly appreciate you guys sharing this information with people, getting the information out, because we need to do this. We need to get this information out to as many people as possible. Why? Because this is a process. This is not just a radio show. This is not just a radio station. This is a process. And you have to understand that we together are going to do this. What are we going to do? We're going to educate the public. We're going to educate the public about Michigan. Of course, we talk about national issues as well. But we, the people, are going to share information. We're going to share information heading into the 2026 election. I've thought about this. I've prayed about this. We've made it through the November 5th election. We got Donald Trump elected in a landslide electoral college victory, winning the popular vote, took back the Senate majority in the U.S. Senate, and took back, or I should say, grew the majority in the House. Taking back the Senate was huge. Why? because the U.S. Senate is the ones that get to hold the hearings per our Constitution called advise and consent. Any treaties that Donald Trump wants to enter into, any appointments that he wants to make to his cabinet positions, any appointees to the United States Supreme Court has to go through and be approved, has to be approved by the U.S. Senate. Now that that majority has been obtained, we have a new Senate Majority Leader. Not happy with the guy they chose, but John Thune from South Dakota replaced Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell is done with the new majority that we have in the U.S. Senate. They can work with Donald Trump to get some things done as soon as they hit the ground running on January 20th of 2025. With the expanded U.S. House of Representatives, Congress, Matt Gaetz and New York Congresswoman Elisa Stefanik are going to be in Trump's cabinet. The Republicans still have the majority. I know we're still waiting for a few races to be called in California, but it's okay. The numbers are overwhelming. Here is the point. Here is the point. You have to understand that this process comes down to the state of Michigan. And I'm going to explain this and lay this out for you so you understand it and you can share it with other people. Michigan went for Donald Trump. Midterm elections historically have always been very, very bad for the president's party. They lose seats in Congress. They lose seats in the U.S. Senate. And he, the president's party, loses a lot of governorships, state Senate races. We have got to reverse this historical trend. We cannot allow Michigan to go blue in 2026. We can't do it. We cannot do that. The state of Michigan is broken. Gretchen Whitmer broke it. Even worse than it was already under Snyder-Kelly. Again, as you all know, I'm not a fan of Rick Snyder. He's not a fan of mine. We tolerate each other. Whenever we see each other, hey, trucker, hey, gov, shake hands, move on. But guess what? This upcoming election midterm for our state, forget national. National is on its own. They're doing their thing for the midterms. They are going to do everything they can to keep their majorities. I'm telling you right now, they are probably going to lose control of the House in 2026. It's going to go back to the Democrats. They might even lose the Senate majority. That's why it's so critically important that Donald Trump hits the ground running on January 20th, 2025. I hope and pray that the U.S. Senate has his cabinet appointees confirmed and ready to go. Donald Trump is going to renegotiate the Keystone XL pipeline. He's already making calls to Canada. Donald Trump is going to hit the ground running with his agenda, and he already knows the clock is ticking. The midterm elections are coming, He could lose the majority in the House and the U.S. Senate and basically be neutered for the last 2 years of his presidency. J.D. Vance, his vice president, probably will be the Republican nominee in 2028. Another big presidential election turnout. So, guess what? It's our job to make sure that we do not allow Michigan to slip in this upcoming midterm election. The effort, the text messaging, the phone calls, getting out the vote effort that we just did on November 5th has got to be repeated in 2026. Well, Chucker, it's not even Thanksgiving yet. Thanksgiving is next Thursday. We haven't even, had Thanksgiving and you're already talking about 2026? Yes, I am. None of the other talk show hosts are doing it because they don't understand the importance of 2026 for our state of Michigan. If we are going to fix this state, we need the right Republican governor. We need to get back the majority from the state Senate to the Republicans with good Republican state senators. And we need to absolutely, absolutely undo every single thing Gretchen Whitmer has done to our state. I did an entire half hour on it, folks. It was the last half hour of November 12th, a week ago, this past Tuesday. Go to November 12th on the podcast, Hour 3, Segment 2. Listen to it, copy it, and share it. You have to understand two things. This is critically, critically important. If we don't stay engaged, if we don't educate, if we don't inform people, the rest of this year, go through Thanksgiving, we go through Christmas, we go through New Year's, we have an absolute fantastic January 1st celebration of the new year. And then get back to work immediately. 2025 is a non-election year. We don't have to elect anybody other than defeating some school millages bond proposals that are coming probably in May when the snowbirds are still down in Florida. We need to clean up the qualified voter files and we need to absolutely stay engaged with people. We need to continue talking about politics and the importance of fixing the state of Michigan in 2026. We had some wins, we had some successes, but we have to keep the pressure up. Final segment of hour number one, we'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Now, y'all up here in Northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The gun doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the North, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. A second segment, or last segment, I should say, of hour number one. Let's see. Sandy and Ralph Pruder, text message, go to revolver.com and search Mike Rogers, an article from yesterday and another one from Roger Stone. Okay, I'll research that during the break. Patriot Pat, will Sandy Pensler come back on and give us his research on Rogers? That would be a great interview for us to share. Yeah. Get Sandy Pensler to explain all the research he had on Rogers. He spent millions of dollars doing attack ads on Rogers during the primary. And then we could get that to Donald Trump. Pat, you are brilliant, brother. I love you to death. That is a great idea. I will reach out to Brian Panabaker. He was supporting Sandy Pensler during the primary. We actually did an interview with Sandy. I don't know if I restored that number. His scheduler, his contact, I'm not sure. I had Sandy Pensler on the show. He knows who I am. He obviously came on the show, and we had a great conversation for a half hour. That is a phenomenal idea. I will work on that this afternoon, along with the other things, Pat, I'm working on for you. For us, I should say. Barb Ajma, Dave Ajma's wife, by some of Trump's new appointees, Rogers and Hoekstra can't help but wonder if he's creating a new swamp. I don't know. I don't know. And what did, I didn't hear, did Trump appoint Hoekstra to something? I haven't heard that news either. I've been a little busy, I have to admit it, folks. After the show, I've been working on some projects. I've been a little busy, so I haven't been tracking the news like I should have. What did Trump appoint Hoekstra to? Is that his way of getting him out of the Michigan GOP? Okay, let's get this from Christine. A friend told me he contacted Trump's campaign on X and some other site. He mentioned what committees he's on. Good idea. We should all mention any position or group we belong to. Excellent. I like it. Good, good, good. Well, here's the point. If Donald Trump doesn't know this information, and I can't believe he doesn't, North American Law Center, the what was the other name of that company, that organization? Oh, God. The guy with dark glasses, dark hair, the justice something, I forget. I got so much things coming at me. I got 16 text messages I haven't even read. Barb said, Ambassador to Canada. Are you kidding, Hoekstra? Ambassador to Canada? Not the Netherlands. Not his home country, but Canada. Okay. Well, that way Pete can stay home in Michigan, I guess, and fly into Canada pretty easy. Ambassador to Canada. Thank you, Barb. I did not know that. Okay. All right. I've got so many text messages blowing up my phone right now. I'm going to have to read these at the top of the break. Let's see. Okay. Yeah, I'll get to all you guys. Yeah, I got confirmation. Everybody's texting me. Ambassador to Canada. Wow. I am so out of the loop. Again, I don't follow national. I've been laser focused trying to find some things here about the activities going on within the Michigan GOP, the upcoming convention. The fact that they don't even have the funds to pay for the venue, but also who is going to be the next chair of the party. Hoekstra is going to be the ambassador to Canada, so he's obviously not running to stay on his state chair. Who's going to run it? I've heard names of Scott Greenlee. I just got information that Michonne Maddock is considering a run for it. Mike Farage has already announced. So it's going to be a pretty big field of candidates running for it. One of the things I think is pretty interesting is this FBI director position. The fact that this is exactly the opportunity for us to take the state party in a new direction. Rogers is gone. Hoekstra is gone. And now we have to find somebody who can keep the donor class happy and get their money, but yet be based as a grassroots type of chair. I kept praying on and trying to push Patrick Kobach to do it. But I don't know if Betsy DeVos in the donor class would be willing to donate to the party if he was the chair. I love Mike Farage and a few others, but we need somebody that can organizationally run the state party to success in 26. But I appreciate the text messaging. Pete Hoekstra, ambassador to Canada. Good riddance, Pete, out of the party. Hour number two of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows.